Good morning. Cold temperatures continue to flow in on the heels of a gusty northwest wind this morning to round out the work week. Still a few scattered flurries and snow showers, but minimal additional accumulation. In fact, as the air dries out, we'll see more in the way of sunshine during the day today, especially in the valley locations, but it will do little to help temperatures climb much above the middle and upper teens across the area. Perhaps some lower 20s in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England for afternoon highs. Regardless, with the wind blowing all day at times up to 20 to 30 miles per hour, wind chill values will start out below zero this morning and then only get into the 0 to 10 above range during the afternoon. It'll remain dry with high pressure in control tonight. It'll be clear and temperatures will drop back down to the 0 to 10 above range for overnight lows, even going below zero in some of the higher terrain. And this will set us up for another cold start on Saturday morning. We'll lose some of the wind for the weekend, still a bit brisk on Saturday with some filtered sunshine south of I-90 and full sunshine to the north as a disturbance slides off to the south in the mid-Atlantic region. Temperatures on Saturday will be in the lower 20s for highs. More sunshine on Sunday, especially north of I-90. Still some high clouds to the south, lower to mid-20s. And it'll stay dry to open up the new work week next week. Some clouds will mix in on Monday. Not quite as cold, in the upper 20s to around 30. And then manage to get into the lower 30s on Tuesday, again with a mix of sun and clouds. A weak disturbance will slide by Tuesday night and Wednesday with the chance of a few snow showers. We'll get into the lower 30s again on Wednesday before colder air flows in behind this disturbance on Thursday with highs back into the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold cyclonic flow over the northeast in the wake of that low lifting north will continue to bring well below normal temperatures and blustery conditions to end the work week. Additionally, lake effect snow will wind down as the low continues to move to the north and east. There could be some lingering snow showers in interior New England on Friday, but it is expected to be light. Meanwhile, moisture will begin to surge across the southern plains today as a front develops along with low pressure in the region. As that front presses eastward, showers and thunderstorms ahead of it will move across central Texas this afternoon and push through east and southeastern Texas by tomorrow morning. Later in the day on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms will move into the southeast. On the northern side of this precipitation, a wintry mix and snow will develop, and most of the snow will occur today along the Colorado Rockies and also in the colder air into central Missouri. However, from the front range of the Rockies into the central plains, a mix of rain and snow can be expected. The heaviest snow will concentrate along the central Mississippi Valley into the weekend and into the western Ohio Valley. Some light to moderate freezing rain is also possible, with accumulations of a tenth to a quarter of an inch of ice forecast across northern Arkansas and southern Missouri. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in blowing snow. 9 below zero right now with a northwest wind at 86 gusting to 98 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees, the dew point 4, 59% relative humidity, a west wind at 22, gusting to 33 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and it is rising. Past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 78 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 15 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and windy near 30, Boston sunny and windy in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 32 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 28, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snow, leaving us with that tenth of an inch for the month so far, that's 5.6 inches below normal, and 13.8 inches of snow for the season, which is now 8.7 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. the record high 57 set in 1975 and in 1924, and the record low 25 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:42 p.m., 9 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and windy today, highs between 5 and 15 above. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with a few snow showers today, highs in the middle teens. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and windy today with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the upper teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine and highs in the lower 20s. More sun on Sunday, lower to mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, upper 20s and lower 30s. Chance of snow showers, lower 30s on Wednesday, and mostly sunny back into the lower 20s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.